Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian, and our guest today, Billy Wayne Davis. Yay, it's so great that you have a middle name.
Thanks.
Because I always say my middle name, but mine isn't on my like socials and everything, like you. Like, it's your fucking...
That's my name.
That's you. thanks for coming.
You're welcome. That was a good intro. I mean, it's a good way to get people to know my name, because it's to be like...
It's a movie star name. It's one of the best names I've ever...
I agree.
Billy Wayne Davis?
Hollywood,
you sound like
not,
a cowboy movie.
I would be... I'm into any Western or military movie you need me to be in. That is where I'm at.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's, God gave me this haircut, so that's what we're working with. So I think I'm perfect for those type roles.
Billy Wayne Davis.
And Billy Wayne Davis. Yeah.
When you were in trouble... I mean, you always had your middle name, no matter what. Like,
well, I didn't go by Billy Wayne.
This is what I want to know.
Do you want to know the...
When did you throw the Wayne on? Were you just Billy?
Well,
were you just Wayne?
I think I was Billy Wayne. The story goes I was Billy Wayne until, like, my grandmother signed me up for kindergarten because my parents were working. And she just put BW down.
And they were like, what is BW?
And then that's BW? What they called me throughout school was BW Davis.
Okay.
And then in high, like, my dad was a football coach, so he called me Boo. I don't know why.
Wait, like, what are those? Was he just kind of mean?
He's just kind of funny.
Is that why you went into comedy?
That's my mom. My mom is for sure the exact reason why I went into comedy. My dad loves that I do this. My mom does not like it, and it becomes clear, like, you know when after you get... You get established and you start realizing, you know, that successful people, like, they're all kind of fucked up in comedy. And you're like, I'm not. I wonder what. And then one day you're like, oh, I am.
Right, right. Oh, that's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody doesn't do that.
No, they don't.
That's just a me thing. Yeah, sure. That stuff exists.
Yeah.
But, sorry, I want to go back to you. I want to talk about your dad being a football coach.
Okay.
Where are you from?
East Tennessee, Crossville, Tennessee.
So, like, high school football was, like... crazy.
It was an important thing.
Yeah. Finished watching The Swamp King. Is that what it's called? Have you seen it? It's on Netflix. It's about the Florida Gators.
I haven't watched that one yet.
It's fucking good.
I heard it's disappointing because they don't get real honest. See, I don't think you're super familiar with...
Yeah, you're probably right. Tell me. I'm ready.
That dude, that Urban Meyer dude.
Yes. What did he do?
He's a fuckhead.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a winner.
I believe you.
But like a crooked...
Crooked.
Fuckhead.
What did he do that was crooked?
Well, I mean, one of his players, they're pretty sure murdered a dude while he was there. And then went on to play for the Patriots and murdered another dude while he was there.
Who, Aaron Hernandez?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched that documentary too.
That one's super sad.
That's tragic. It's so tragic.
Because you kind of, he almost didn't have a chance.
No. He was set up to totally fail.
And then the homosexual aspect of it is also just heartbreaking to me, because it's like that him and that quarterback were in love.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, it gives me, like, it hurts my feelings.
I know.
Because you're just like, that sucks. They couldn't.
I know. Just be that.
And two giant gay athletes like that, that's huge.
It's huge. I would have done a lot for the movement, for the community.
For life, for the world,
100%,
if we're being honest.
100%.
Like, because I have this theory, and my dad pointed it out when he was on the road with me. I was like, man, they won't laugh at that thing I'm doing about. I don't think most rednecks are homophobic as much as they live their life in a hierarchy, so they're just afraid that one day someone bigger and stronger than them will come along, and then they have to fuck them.
Mm.
See, it doesn't get a laugh, because I think it's funny, but my dad, I pointed out, I was like, it never gets a laugh. He's like, because I think you're on to something, and
yeah.
You watch the audience, and they're like, huh.
Yeah, because it's a little too truthful, maybe.
Yeah, and I just think it's funny.
Right.
Because that is kind of how they live their life.
That's interesting. In certain parts of the country, like, people are just, you know, out and about and holding hands and, like, gay this and gay that, and other parts, they're just not so much.
It's weird. Like I was in there's a John's on Hillhurst and Hollywood in LA.
John's?
It's a John's. That's what it's called.
Okay. Oh, is it a gay bar?
No.
Oh.
It's a
pickup place. John's. I get it.
Nope.
Oh.
It's
glory holes.
There might be glory holes.
Floor to ceiling glory holes.
It is mostly a convenience store that is like one of those intersections. Like, you know, every now and then you're kind of, you're like, this intersection is full of crazy people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like crazy energy. It's one of those.
Yeah.
I was in there getting something before it set.
Snacks.
There's this 6'6 dude in a tutu, just like ripped.
Yeah.
And he was on the phone to Oklahoma or wherever he was from and talking to his mama. Like, but you could tell he was like just gay as the day is long, but like, and kind of silly, but like talking to his mama, very respectful. And it made me very happy because I was like, oh, that's cool that he can just come exist here.
Right. I would think that if you were a big gay dude, you like wouldn't be that afraid. Like you'd be like, what are you gonna
gotta fight people all the time.
That's what I'm then I start thinking about like what if all of these people jump you, even if you're big and they wanna like gay hate crime you or whatever, and there are a bunch of little gay guys. Because the only reason you would want to gay hate crime somebody is if you were gay yourself. Because straight people like I think generally don't care. Like it's such a weird visceral reaction to wanna like cause violence to somebody just because they want to have like sex in their buttholes or whatever.
It is a the violent part is very strange.
Isn't
right
it a bizarre it is like reaction a, like
or like getting mad because the way someone comes is different than you. That is
what
wild.
Do you care? What
that,
do you care?
I mean there is a line, you know what I mean? We're very clear about that line.
No, we know the line.
It's an age limit.
It is an age limit.
But
it's different in different states, but
I
there is a line.
Yes, with two consenting adults.
Who gives a shit what
who
you do behind closed doors?
Fucking
I don't care if you have to
cares.
Put nipple clamps on and electrocute your fucking testicles. I don't care.
If that's your thing.
Go for it, dude.
One of my really good friends, when we were getting, you know, like, you know, you get to know people. He was like, oh, I like to go to glory holes and do this thing. And I was like, man, that is cool that you figured that out.
Mm-hmm, that you like that.
And then later on, he was like, man, that's when I thought you were, like, pretty cool. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, most people are like, look at me weird or, like, make fun of it. He was like, you were just, like, happy. I was
you put
like,
on glory days.
I was just more like, that's, like, so many people in life are searching or they can't figure out
What gets them off?
Or any of it. And then
what brings them pleasure?
They find
a pleasure seeker.
Or they find it and then they feel bad about
the shame.
Ah, it's exhausting.
The shame cycle is exhausting.
It's exhausting.
When the one thing that you may get pleasure from, admittedly, just causes you an overwhelming amount of shame, that so much so that like you live a different life day to day. You have this whole other persona, like going back to Aaron Hernandez, I mean, he had a girlfriend and kids, or I don't know, maybe they were married. I don't know.
I doubt it.
He had a whole other, like, double life.
He had to do the double. That's why a long time ago, most spies and stuff were gay dudes. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Would they seek out gay guys to recruit as spies?
Because they were good at living
secretive.
Yeah.
How would they ask them? They'd be like, hey, you know how you're gay?
I just think you probably went to certain
clubs, bars. Areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense when you think about it, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the mental anguish, though.
It
that's got to be something. And it
weird.
Is just.
That's
a,
probably why you have no problem killing somebody as a spy.
Yeah,
you got a lot of like, things are weird in
it's
here.
The societal pressure. Did you play football?
Yeah.
Was your dad your coach?
In high school, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the, like, yeah. Yeah, he was like, he was there every day, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I look, you know, in high school, you're a little annoyed by that. But then as you get older, you're like, man, that is cool.
Your dad loved you so much.
Well, he coached, he was assistant baseball coach and he didn't like baseball, but he knew that I loved it.
Okay.
So
that was really nice.
Around.
That was like,
And I kind of played football because he loved it so much. And like, I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
So I was pretty good at it. That helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Football.
No, I'm obsessed with any documentary about like football, high school football in the South, college football. I find it all fascinating. Like the intensity and like locker rooms, like the shit that goes on. And that's just stuff that like the cameras are catching and like grown men being very vulnerable with each other.
Yeah.
while being like crazy, like hype and like not violent, but like intense in like athletic ways. I really find it very interesting.
Well, there's a, it's communal and, yeah. And then there's a,
there, it's a brotherhood.
Yeah. There's a, there's something special that I think that I sought out after team sports.
Yeah. Where did you seek it?
Was
comedy? I don't know.
No, there was a reason I chose stand up is because I got part of being on a team is you have to depend on other people and they let you down.
Right.
And that's like hard.
Yeah.
After so many years of it.
Yeah. So I did acting and I did plays and I was like, these guys stink. I'll just do it by myself.
That's improv was.
These guys are all fucking humming, fucking fat loser. You red leather. Shut up, nerd.
I like stand-up because if I fucked up, it was me.
Yeah. Full accountability for the thoughts and everything.
All
because
of it.
Even when you're receiving accolades, when you're performing in a play or a movie, whatever the fuck it is, still somebody else's words you're saying 99% of the time.
That's why I found, I mean, I started acting after I got successful at stand-up.
Yeah, because it's like a backup plan.
This shit is fucking easy.
It's easy as hell.
So I don't even have to think this. I just have to do the way you said it.
Yeah,
taken some acting classes, and acting teachers have been like, oh, you could do this if you wanted to. And right. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I still have to be around actors all the time.
Right.
That sucks.
And all they want to talk about is Meisner and, I don't know, Kakovsky. Well, I made that up.
The interesting ones know who they are. And we'll play off that.
Tedeschi, yeah.
That's not who we're hanging out with.
No, I mean, they're so fucking boring. I can't, like, in the middle of a conversation, they're shut up. Stop it.
Yes.
I just want to get my chakras released real fast. Do you mind if I roll around on your ground? Go ahead. My dog shit there, you weirdo. She didn't really shit there, you guys. I'm messing.
But at least here in New York, the actors enjoy the craft. They're not...
It's not like an end to it, a means to an end in a way that it is in L.A.
Yes, we're
in... It's more contractional.
And in L.A., everyone's trying to be famous.
Yeah, as fast as possible.
Ugh. Exhausting.
Yeah.
It's boring, too.
Well, there's no depth.
None.
Yeah, it's...
And they all think fame's going to cure stuff, and you're like, it doesn't.
And you're like, now, like, everybody just knows you're a fucking boring loser. You just, like...
Or you get famous for doing something stupid, so you have to keep doing
it and feed the fan. Like, or if you're fat and like you have a bunch of fans for that, you have to keep getting fatter and staying fat.
Or you have to get them all in shape.
Good luck.
You can't do that.
Good luck, America.
They don't.
Nope. Everybody's fat.
I would like to see Bert take that turn.
Bert Kreischer?
To take the healthy turn. They've tried to get him several times, but he will not.
How influential would that be?
That's what I'm saying. Like, to get all his fans.
I think there's a youth element, right? Because I've been, like, having a romantic affair with a 26-year-old as of late.
Just romantic or just sexual? Because those are two different things.
A little of both. There's been some romance. We've gone to dinners.
That's not what I'm talking. No, that is
What's romance? I don't know anymore.
Is there an emotional connection, or are you just like, this dude is hot, and he's like a jackhammer?
We had, the first night that he, like, came over, we talked all night.
It's because he doesn't know what he's doing. And he does.
I thought that was romantic.
That is
we were
sweet,
connecting.
But can we be real about it, though?
What?
That's what he has to do with young 20-somethings.
Yeah. Not me. I was like, just fucking throw it in, kiddo. Then we can go to bed.
That's,
we can be lights out by 10:30 if you try hard.
And he didn't know that.
I know.
So that's why he was like, we're just going to talk and talk. And you're just like, why is he still talking?
I'm like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an accent, so it was interesting.
Where's he from?
Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I love an accent. Anyway, but what was my point? Something about the youth. Like people, you can't expect... Whenever I see 20-somethings, like, achieving stuff, it blows my mind. Because I was just such a mess and just in a blackout for my whole, like, 20s. I didn't do anything. I don't know why I wanted to bring that up.
No, I do. I know I know what you're saying.
I just want to take a moment to shit on myself.
But it's like a child actor.
Yeah.
Almost, because you're like, well, that's a weird thing. You're highly developed already in this thing that you shouldn't be developed at.
Right. But now it's more like TikTok kids who are like, oh, I'm famous because I'm beautiful. So I might as well learn choreography and maybe fuck on camera one day.
Well, it's the opposite. It used to be, I'll fuck on camera and then I'll do the thing. But now they have to do it the opposite way.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is interesting.
Good luck, youth. Look at your phone case. That's so artistic. That's kind of...
It's just pink with
it. It is pink.
Real tree.
That's really brave of you.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's got camouflage on it. That's why I thought it was funny. I see. For like a redneck lady.
It is for a redneck lady.
That's why I thought it was cool.
How many animals have you killed? Have you killed a few?
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed.
Yeah, I mean, you have to learn how to do that where I'm from.
Right.
Yeah.
Like big game.
No, I never shot any big game. Uh-huh. I was good at bird hunting.
Wow. And, my dog would be so good at retrieving birds.
And then...
She would crush it.
Like squirrels.
You hunted squirrels?
Yeah, that's kind of how you get started.
I didn't realize you were that poor.
You're not. It's just like how you get started.
I'm just kidding.
Killing stuff.
I mean, to be able to hit a squirrel, what kind of gun?
A shotgun usually, or...
And you could hit a squirrel with a shotgun?
Oh, yeah.
That seems challenging, no?
No, she doesn't understand what a shotgun is, does she? No,
I think they're big. Oh.
That's what a shotgun is. It spreads.
So you're probably going to hit a squirrel.
Yeah.
If you cover enough ground.
Yeah.
Is that you holding those squirrels up?
No.
Are those badgers?
I was never the guy being like, look what I did. Like a cat or something. You know, like I was like never...
The inside of your jacket's like 10 squirrels?
But I was good at... Like, I'm good at shooting, but then as you get older, like, I just have good hand-eye coordination is all it is. Like, I'm good
Stop
at throwing
bragging.
A ball.
I'm nearsighted. I don't even know what I'm looking at right
that's
now.
That's all that
Are
is.
Are those all squirrels? Are those all dead squirrels? That's a lot.
My friends, I mean, that does look like my friend David.
I thought you might know somebody.
There
should be a hunting season for squirrels in Battery Park, because they drive my dog fucking nuts.
Well, Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do, is tree squirrels and get them. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a good dog.
It's a girl.
And all dogs are boys and cats are girls.
All right.
That is.
Mabel is a boy. You're right.
Yep.
She did settle right down with her peanut butter bone, though.
She's cool.
She is cool. You're based in L.A., yeah? No?
That's where I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did that upset you?
I mean, would you want to be...
No,
like one time somebody was like,
well,
oh, you're like
you
an
don't
LA...
live in New York. I don't know what to
that's
say.
That's fair. I think somebody tried to call me an LA comic one time, and I was like, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, that's not... I just live here.
You live there. You
and start there. It's not how I work.
You work the road a lot.
Yeah. I lived here for 6 months, I think. 6 or 7 months. I love doing stand-up here.
You do?
In New York, yes.
Yeah. Some nights it's awesome. I guess I've been having fun lately. My issue is lately I haven't been motivated to write that much. Maybe I'll fucking start now that I just shamed myself on my own podcast.
What if you just pull out shit that you threw away and now you're a better comic?
That's a good idea.
Now you can do it.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It is.
Yeah. Because you do that like once in a while, like by accident, like somebody will bring a joke up to you.
Yes.
And I'll be like, oh my God, you don't do that thing. I'm like, I totally forgot about that joke.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's a good joke.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. Okay, no, that'll happen on stage sometimes. Somebody will be like, do that joke. And you're like, what? Oh shit. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a fan.
Do you ever feel like, cause you don't drink.
No.
Did you before?
Yes.
Were you wild?
Yeah.
I was wild.
I mean,
I have a tattoo that says don't serve me.
I was really bad.
I wasn't there.
I quit here.
Okay.
Which people are always blown away by, but I was like, there's just a lot to do here. So it is pretty easy to quit.
I had a tough time. It took me like 3 tries.
Really?
Yeah. I would quit for like 2 years.
Oh.
And then like would go back out for like a year. Quit for 2.5 years, go back out for like a year, and now I've had 5 years.
I hit 10 in March.
Yeah, see, if I had just strung mine together more, I'd be mm-hmm. right with you.
But I never...
I had to go get me some HPV. I'm kidding.
If you're playing the game, it's going to get in there. That's just, I mean, there's some facts to it. You know, it's just like, oh, you play a lot of tennis? Well, your elbow's going to be fucked up.
You're going to get tendonitis.
Oh, you do a lot of fucking? You're probably going to get HPV.
Yeah, you're going to get HPV.
That's how that works.
No, I mean, listen, God bless.
Just my part
apologies.
Of it. Just
good luck with the wedding.
Be careful.
So
the drinking thing.
Yeah,
like,
10 years.
Mine was like, I remember I got hammered and I just started dating my wife, Erin. And it was like one of those sloppy nights where you don't know how sloppy you are. Mm-hmm. And I would, what was happening was like, I was really fun. But I was also, my tolerance was ridiculous. So I would have to do shots.
Yeah.
To like do, and then when you do shots, they sneak up
they
on
really
you.
Do. Then and you black out.
And all of a sudden, you're just like, you're not fun. You're just like a mess.
You're a human puddle, worthless. Yeah.
And then I would get sad because I was sad and I wasn't working on myself.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't fun to deal with, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And she just said, she was like, hey, that can't happen anymore. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll quit drinking. And she was like, okay. And then she was like, and then now she tells it, and she was like, and then that motherfucker never drank again.
That's crazy. Erin's so funny, by the way.
She is very, that's, that helped. You know, I loved her.
Yeah.
So that really helped.
Yep.
But it was, and listen, the way I say that, it makes me seem like some kind of badass, but I knew when I started drinking that it wasn't going to be forever.
Really?
I didn't dig it the way.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't love it.
I loved it.
It was just socially acceptable, and
right.
I was quite good at it.
Yeah. It's like people like that, like Erin with you, like my best friend, Micah Fox, like
I
was,
love her. Yeah.
Yeah, I was showing up at work, like she got me a writing job. I was showing up at work wasted. And like we had a podcast together, like we were like working on other stuff together, and I was like drinking all the time. It was like in the middle of like, you know, I hadn't drank for like a few years that we were friends for, and then I tried to hide my like relapse from her. But then
how'd that work?
And then I showed up to work wasted, my writing. I'm like, meh. And I would go over to her cubicle and I just start like knocking shit off her desk. I'd be like, fuck you. And she's like, dude, are you drunk? Like, you can't be drunk at work. And then she was like, also, like, I can't work with you when you're drinking. And that like really stuck with me and like got me to like quit like the next round. So yeah, it's like relationships are really helpful, I think, when you. You know,
well,
I had a problem. Like, I needed to quit. I love drinking. If you told me today that I could drink and, like, it would be A-okay, no problemo. Huh,
really?
I would have a sip of this. I would write down a list of cocktails and wine that I would love to have a sip of.
Really?
Yeah.
You still think about it?
If there was a magic pill, yeah. I
like
mean,
when
I
you're
don't,
walking
I
down
don't
the street to this day... There's like times where you're like, I walk in that bar right now. I wish I could. Like,
no, because there's like I feel like a dirtiness about it. Like just personally.
But there's a
personally.
Desire though.
Not, if I see a drink, like a caipirinha, that's like a perfectly salted rim. I saw a bartender like salting a rim the other day with like a, she must have been making a michelada.
Yeah.
So it was like salt, pepper, maybe like a little tahine, like. Mm-hmm. Salting rum and like
it's
that
like a ritual,
yeah, like but and like that, and I know what that tastes like, and I know what a michelada tastes like. I'm like, so that's so refreshing. That's such like a fun drink. Yeah, I definitely have that. That part of my brain, you would have to like eternal sunshine me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't remember what it feels like to be drunk.
Wow,
I don't remember.
I can remember the first 10 awesome minutes. I can remember that feeling of like pure elation, like, and then I can also remember the dirty, like sucked out, dehydrated feeling.
Oh, I remember that more, but like there was like one day, this was probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, that before I quit fucking with sugar, I love root beer just because it tastes good.
I fucking love root beer.
It's great.
I love a ginger beer or a root beer.
Yes, fucking amazing.
Send me some root beer.
Abita is the best.
Abita makes real alcohol, though, no?
Yes, but okay. Their root beer is the best. Scary. The best.
Is it New Orleans based?
It's Louisiana. Yeah.
Because we used to serve Abita.
Yeah, they do beer, but their root beer is the fucking best. Okay. Send her some Abita root beer.
Abita, send me some root beer.
Not me. I don't do sugar.
I offer him pastries.
I do. That's.
Nicole didn't have any either, so I'm just going to binge eat them later tonight.
That is my alcohol, I think, the way you think is like. Not so much anymore, because now it's like I'm almost 120 days, no processed sugar.
Whoa. Congrats. That's huge.
I've done it 4 months before, but this is...
Avoiding processed sugar is unreal.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. Do you have to prep every day? Do you meal prep? Especially when you're traveling? Like, how do you avoid a processed sugar?
The first time was the hardest, because that's when I had to learn what... it was in and everything, which was kind of fun actually, because you're just like,
you can have fruit.
Fruit. Yeah. And I'm not like a keto or what some of those lunatics where it's like, or the whole 30 where you're like, no, you can't do it. And you're like, well, that's not how our bodies work.
Right.
Like you can do bread, you can do carbs.
Yeah.
You can
start like a sweet potato.
Any of starches. That, any of that stuff that your body...
It's just the fake shit. You can't have Oreos. Stuff. You can't have Snickers. You can't have a Twix. You can't have Captain Crunch. You can't have Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You can't have...
Ice cream.
You can't have ice cream.
That one was... That's...
I try to substitute sugar with honey or agave as much as I can.
Oh, yeah, I do like some bread with honey on it.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as the bread doesn't have sugar in it.
Right.
And that's hard to find.
Interesting.
It's like,
what about like a sourdough? Does that have sugar?
That's good to go.
Good. Sourdough's good.
Sourdough's good to go. And then there's like a Big Dave's Super Seed is sweetened with like fruit.
Dates.
Yeah, or something like that. And it's pretty good.
All right.
Because that's the part people are like, you can't eat this and this. You're like, yeah, you can.
There are other things that are sweet.
I had a mango in Hawaii the first time I quit sugar, and it made me feel high.
I bet it blew your mind.
Fucking
yeah.
Fucking good.
Wait, hold on. How do you feel about fake sweeteners like a monk fruit or like a stevia?
Stevia's not good for you.
Not good. I hate it. I mean, I hate that fake sugar taste.
Aspartame is awful for you. That's worse than actual processed sugar.
I try
sugar.
To tell people that with their Diet Cokes and their this and that, right?
It
and
is.
So bad.
That's how I quit smoking was I love Parliament Lights.
I tell people.
She's right. She is right about that. Aspartame is like, it's just chemicals.
Chemicals.
It is, there's no natural shit in it at all.
But people are making TikToks like, you would have to drink 36 cans for like your body to combust. It's like, all right, but like, why are we even testing that? Like, why?
Well, I love when people justify their addiction.
Yeah.
Without.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day.
People own them too.
Sure.
That's fine.
I was thinking about this the other day. People like to brag about like, oh, my aunt lived till she was 99. My uncle, my dad, whatever, lived till they were 99, drank and smoked cigarettes every day of their lives, da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just like curious about their quality of life though. Were they like 99, like walking to get the newspaper, or were they like still like, you know, in a dark room, smoking, drinking, feeling terrible all the time?
Well,
I don't know why they're in a dark room. I put them there.
Well, it's always somebody's like, I smoked one cigarette my whole life.
Right, every night,
and you're like, okay, well, that's moderation, and everyone says that's fine.
Right.
I think people are worried about you. They're smoking two packs a day. That's who's always like, my grandma did this. Yeah, and you're like, well, your grandma didn't do cocaine either.
Yeah. So you're on five different drugs, dude.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, for me, booze
is the
issue.
If I could eat sugar in moderation, I would, but I can't.
You can't shut it down? Once you crack it, you're in. Are you binge eating it?
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, Halloween's probably rough for you. That's when I would watch my mother, and we would participate in these binge eating festivals.
Well, it's everywhere, and it's okay.
I binge ate the other night, and I set my gut into like a two-week-long... recession.
What'd you eat?
A whole sleeve. I think this is what did it. I'd also had Burger King this evening.
Whoa, gross.
Disgusting.
Of all the ones, why Burger King?
Because I hadn't had it. I hadn't had it since I was a kid.
Do you know they're closing left and right?
Wait, what?
They're closing down.
Yeah, they should.
It's awful.
That's terrible. They fucking injured my insides. Well, that was the beginning of it. But what I topped like the night off, this was like a road gig. We were driving to Connecticut. It was like 2 hours.
No, I was going to ask if you're on the road because that is a Burger King decision.
Yeah. But then we stopped at a gas station and I got the king size Reese's 4-pack.
Yeah.
And I ate those in less than 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was too much for my insides.
Is that something you don't normally?
No. Four?
Okay, I mean,
two? I can do two and survive. I can do two and have like a rough poop the next day. But four, and like, not this little TMI, but the fans will love it. Then I started going on period. And it was a mess for like 2 weeks. I was like buying all this like gut health. So I'm like, how do I reset my gut? Mabel, you didn't help.
She's like, I told you.
Anyway,
I told you.
So now far. I'm just like obsessed with gut health, but I was just reading. I've been putting colostrum. Do you know what that is? It's like this like thing that's supposed to help with like immune support and gut health. But I just read that like it takes 33% of the efficacy goes away if you heat it up. And I've been putting it in my fucking coffee. So I'm only getting 70% of these benefits, which is better than none.
What is it like?
What is it, Nicole? I can't.
Because I take probiotics.
Yeah, that's good too. I do too. I take those, these.
And they do work. You can. It's noticeable the way you poop when Absolutely. You take them on the regular. It is. I hate to say that.
It works.
But colostrum.
Wait, this is breast milk?
Thank you. That's what I thought that.
That's like as all a, it says.
I
was like,
I know what is that it? Word.
Wait, can I tell you guys? Are my glasses out here?
It was like some running backs and stuff.
I have to get my glasses.
Colostrum is the first form of breast milk that is released by the mammary glands after giving birth.
That's not what it is.
And you're just housing this every day in your coffee?
Yeah, you're probably not supposed to. You're supposed to probably moderate how you're taking that, but.
It's from the bovine, I thought. I thought it was bovine.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, wait, yeah, here. Bovine colostrum is a supplement made from a milky fluid that's released from the udders of cows.
Okay, wait. See, it's better. It's cow breast milk.
So I was
act like you don't want to be breastfed by the teat of a cow, a bovine queen.
I was raised on a cattle farm. So my guess... is this is some clever farming shit.
Marketing or good?
Yes, where they've... And I'm sure it has some mostly ineffective benefits. There's no negative side effects to taking this.
Right.
There is some probably, like, there is some, like, minerals and some stuff
I love minerals.
That... is probably good for your body, but it is not what I think it is. Is some clever goddamn farmer has figured out a nut? They're like, I wonder if we can sell this stuff.
Yeah,
and then
I like it. I'm buying local,
and then probably his smart wife, who was like a nurse or something, was like, oh, well, humans produce this thing, blah blah blah. It comes out and blah. And he was like, oh, I know what this is. We could sell it like this, and women will take it. And she's like, yes, they will. They sure will.
It's marketed to women and men, and it's like...
There's a certain type of... I know exactly which dude would take it, too.
That's just like an actor, like, and they're like kind of sticking their stomach out, and they're like, ever since I've been taking colostrum, and then you hear a big fart noise, and they're like, I have a flat stomach. So, yeah. So I bought it.
You did? I mean, does it work?
I don't know. I'll buy anything, though. I've been eating hyaluronic acid... supposed to like be good for your skin, but then I looked up, there's also hyaluronic acid in potatoes, and I love potatoes. So
why don't you
eating potatoes?
No, it's processed sugar.
Potatoes is?
No, that's
what I just ate.
That's what's making everyone sick.
What I just ate?
That's what's making everyone fat.
Can I
there's
say?
There's no, it's so goddamn clear once I stop putting it in my body.
Yeah.
What the problem and why we're all fat as fuck. It's processed sugar. I can eat anything, meat, anything.
Yeah.
And I have this, like, just it...
melt off you.
Yes.
What, like, so cane sugar?
No. That is processed sugar.
Powdered sugar.
That's processed like a motherfucker.
The Domino yellow box.
Sugar. Processed sugar.
So if you want something, when you're baking a chocolate cake and it says 1 cup of sugar, what do you do?
I don't make that. I don't make that cake.
Yeah. No, it's so funny. I don't make that cake.
Or if I'm making it, the sugar in and I give it to other people because I don't give a fuck.
Can you do it with honey? Could you do a whole cup of honey? Do you think that would taste good?
I don't think that's how, I don't think maple you'd be able to understand how baking works, if we're being honest.
You're right, because I think it has to do with like the solids and the melting, and it won't be the same texture.
Well, they use sugar a lot for like to preserve things too. And then it's also super addictive, so they put it in a lot of stuff because so it makes you like it more.
There's a vending machine downstairs, and I walk by it, and there's Oreos and Snickers and Twix in there. I don't know if you noticed, those were the examples I brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have those sometimes late at night.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't feel good in the morning.
Do you know what's a good late night snack?
What? Sleep.
Watermelon.
Okay.
Try it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you know, it's a great porn? Just two people in love.
It's not.
Yeah. That's what how I feel about wine. You know what's a delicious, delectable...
You can put salt on the watermelon.
I don't care.
And then it's sweet.
I want
so you're
four
getting sweet.
Reese's Cups.
You're getting sweet and salt, which is what your body is actually wanting anyway. And then it hydrates you, and the next morning, you feel good. It's fucking nuts. That was how I replaced a lot of it.
Watermelon?
You just look at what you're doing anyway. Like why you're eating for fucking?
Because you're sad.
Because you need it's comforting. Yeah. And that's what it is. Or you need salt to make you feel this way. Or you need sweet to make you feel this way. You can get all that in a healthy way. And then you trick your dumb fucking brain into thinking you're doing that. And
what
then
about
your body's
dark
like, holy fuck, we're hot again. This is awesome.
What about dark chocolate?
That works as long as there's not sugar in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so like a 90% cacao. Is that enough?
You can do that.
And then what about a sorbet?
Yeah, as long as it's all fruit, I do that sometimes.
I don't know who's making all fruit sorbets, though. Häagen-Dazs, I don't believe
it. No, I wouldn't trust them. No. They're in it for the money, those dudes.
They shouldn't be allowed to call it sorbet, then.
It is.
But even if there's loads of sugar and milk extra, they're putting extra because I've had it.
It's good.
It's good. But I look at the calories, I'm like, it's 300 calories a serving, which means
that's so many.
It's so, I know, and they're from sugar. So that's the Häagen-Dazs, fuck you, you fucking German fucks.
Here's another fun part of eating healthy is that you can eat a large quantity of health food. And
that's what my friend says, binge on the protein.
I'll binge on like chicken or steak.
There it is.
Or like eat so much salad it's ridiculous. And then the side effects are none.
No, I know. I know.
It's weird.
No, I'm like a pretty regular gal, but yeah, I mean, I fuck my insides up once in a while when I just want to try every cake at a restaurant. Sometimes when those dessert menus come out, I'm like, we're getting all this. One of each.
Are my you friends, high when you do that?
Yeah.
That's usually when I have the hardest time.
I bet.
That's why I was like, you have to do these like replacement things, especially if you travel too. That's.
How do you do it? You're in the airport. There's processed sugar everywhere.
It's mostly all it is. So you don't eat
Cheez-Its. What about fruit?
I mean, if you find a banana at the airport, that's
banana,
what I usually.
Banana, an apple.
But a good rule of thumb is you shouldn't eat in the airport, period.
I know, but it's such a long wait. Get in that Delta lounge, baby. That's where you got to go. That's where the good food is.
You don't have to eat. You can eat before you go.
You're like you're giving me like Courtney, what's her name? Goldwalter. She's the woman who ran like 18 fucking million miles. She like never stopped running for like 100 years. You seem like you can just sustain. Your mental toughness seems stronger than mine.
I'm Thank you. I hope so, because I'm doing a 70.3 Ironman in 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah.
So
you're going to crush it.
It is mental, mostly.
I'm not there. I'm so worried about eating before the airport. I want something. I want an iced coffee and a muffin in the Uber. I want to get through security so fast so I can find something to eat.
Is it comfort?
Some of it.
Do you have anxiety about getting to the airport on time, too?
Sure.
Because I will go at the last goddamn second.
Sure. I've done that to myself. I've missed flights before. I'm not proud of it.
Oh, I don't know. Why would you be proud of that? I miss a lot of flights. I am irresponsible.
Not a lot. I wouldn't say a lot. I would say a few.
If you fly a lot, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Here's the thing. Delta, 2 minutes after boarding, you're fucked.
They are the shittiest.
You're fucked.
I missed one.
Love Delta. But
I just got riled up. I just remember this. I just could picture her face just now. I got mad at her again. Because it is like, it was like, oh, we've already boarded. And I was like, well, the thing says this. Yeah. So I should have until this time to get on that plane like it all. And like, no, we do 15 minutes before that. And you're like,
we do? And I'm Who's we?
What are you talking about?
Father Time?
And it was me and this other lady. And this other lady went to Yale, but I was already so mad that she just let me handle it. It was pretty funny. And I asked, this is a good move, you guys.
Okay.
Is I'm usually super nice to all those people because everyone else is mean to them. But when they're like, this lady was a cunt. Like, I don't know why. It was like she was getting joy out of giving us pain. And then I just calmed myself. And then I could transfer. You could tell, she could tell it. Well, he just got really calm. And I was like, what is your name? And you could see she panicked then. And I was like, because me and this lady are going to go right now before the time is up, and we're going to call Delta. And she was like, my name is so-and-so. And then she just like turned and walked away. It was like she was getting joy until we were like, oh, I'm going to get you in trouble.
Right. You're like, not following the rules. We are.
This is irritating. Like, I'm not going to get you in trouble if I'm being an asshole.
No.
But if you're being an asshole and we're,
JetBlue, the last JetBlue flight I took, they were like, we're waiting for about 18 people from an international connecting flight, meaning like they would have to go through, the flight's already been delayed 10 minutes. So now they're telling me that we have to wait for these 18 people. It was a flight to Boston. It was a 35-minute flight. And I was like, no, leave them. Delta left me, leave them. And I started making everybody chant, leave them. I'm just kidding.
I was like, whoa.
I wanted to. It was more like me and the guy behind me who I never like saw what his face was, but we were having a full conversation of like passive aggressive, like, why the fuck should we wait for them? It's fucking 35 minutes. It's fucking bullshit. Fuck you, JetBlue. Delta shuts the door. Delta shuts the fucking door, dude.
You know what JetBlue did to me one time, what? And I'm still outraged. God. They have a red eye from Burbank to JFK, and it's pretty good. Pretty good flight. And I got on the flight, and then you know how it'll say like your destination in the headrest when you fly? Mm-hmm. It said Albuquerque.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, well, I guess this is where the plane went
Whatever. Yeah.
And then they shut the door. And this is what was infuriating. They shut the door, and then they're like, so usually this flight isn't completely full, but it is. So we don't have enough gas to make it to JFK. So we're going to fly to Albuquerque and fuel up and then fly to JFK. And you could hear everyone in the plane was just like, kind of like,
what the fuck?
They weren't like mad. They were just more like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
It's like,
you don't have enough fuel?
What do you?
Aren't we at an airport? Can we get some here?
Did you not know that?
We were flying today?
Did you not know it was full before we all showed up?
You knew it was a fuel.
And you
plane.
Guys can just land us anywhere and just hold us hostage in fucking New Mexico.
It's true.
And they did. Yeah. And they did.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like the same way like doctors have these like God complexes. Pilots, the people who like rule the skies, they are fucking czars, dude. We are little plebes. If we want to be in the sky, we gotta do what they say.
That is. And then people are like, why do so many people fly private? And you're like, oh, Because it's awesome.
Yeah, then it's like your own personal fucking...
I've never
fucking,
done it, but...
Me neither. I'll do whatever. You can do whatever to me if you have a private jet. I'm kidding! Not whatever.
I was going to say...
Within reason.
Just ask. Don't just do it, but I'll probably say yes if you have it. It is awesome.
Oh, man.
Like having a... Yeah, that is... I know it's not good.
What?
Having a jet, it's not good for the
Earth. No, it's really bad for the Earth.
But
you shouldn't. You're running the whole Earth, right? The Iron Man. You should not be into planes.
But it helps me get to where I'm going faster. I want to see stuff.
I'm
going to get a pilot's license. I'm going to get a plane, like a propeller.
Like a little one? My uncle had one. He used to take us up all the time. So scary.
Is it? I think it's awesome.
You're going to take your kids out?
Yeah.
What do you have two boys?
I have two boys.
They'll fucking love it.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Aaron's fun too. Do you and Aaron work out together?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
She started. Well, how how this whole Ironman thing started was we were getting stoned one day. And I was like, I think I could do an Ironman.
That's so funny.
And she was like, I'll sign you up right fucking now. And I looked it up and I was like, oh, half. I can do a half
Ironman?
That's a 70.3. Like a full one is literally insane.
I don't know how anyone can do any of it. But...
And then the half one, I was like, I'm not a great swimmer.
How much swimming is it?
This is what
you could drown.
I had to get rescued the first time I did it because I didn't train.
That would terrify me.
I just trained in a pool. And then my dad even said, he was like, you don't know how to swim. And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like,
but you don't.
Are you in the ocean?
Right.
I didn't know how to swim. And I didn't understand that in the ocean, it's different swimming in the ocean than it is in a pool.
It's really hard. There's current.
So fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then we were.
Especially if you're swimming against, like what? And if it's a long distance, were you swimming to shore?
No, it was in Santa Cruz, California, and that's where I'm doing it again because I had to get rescued. So my stubborn head is like, you're not going to beat me.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
Yeah.
But it was also really cold. The water was really cold, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I rented a surfing wetsuit for $17 the night before.
Okay.
And I put it on inside
out.
That
was probably really heavy to swim in, no?
It's buoyant.
Okay.
It's not ideal what I was. None of what I literally after I did this, I read this like 10 things not to do in open water cold swimming, and I did every one of them. Like literally, like it wasn't like it was like I did one thing where I was like I didn't do any of it right, and then I had to get rescued, which was kind of fun.
Well, how did you signal that you needed to be rescued?
Okay, so I didn't acclimate my body to the water.
Okay.
I just, you know how they run, like you see these pictures of them
running?
They
run in there. You're like, I'm getting in. I'm jumping in.
Yeah. I did that.
It's really cold.
And that's not, your body is just like, whoa.
Hypothermia, it hurts. It's hard to breathe.
So I didn't know much about that stuff. So I just started swimming. I got past the little break in the waves.
Yeah.
And I'm just,
you're gone.
And my whole thing was that I can stubborn my way through the swim. And then I'll be fine for the bike and the run because I can do that.
Yeah.
And
you probably started off real hot and got gassed and cold, and your lungs probably felt like they were gonna.
So I rested on this dude who had like a board. You see him on the side right there.
Oh yeah.
So they're like, you can rest.
Okay.
You
took a little siesta.
And I was like, whew. And then he was just like this surfing kid, lifeguard. He was probably like 22, 23, and he was like. So he was not motivational at all.
No. He was like, are you okay?
He was just like, no, this is what he said. He was like, oh, it's a long one, huh?
Fuck you,
and
dude.
I was like, that's literally, I was like, that's
not what I want to hear at all. I want you to say I'm almost done.
Yeah, just like keeps. And another one where I finished, all the lifeguards were awesome. They were just like, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, that's good and
that's
helpful.
That's good, helpful.
I was, you should teach the Santa Cruz people because they are not.
They stink.
So I caught what I thought was my breath, but I didn't realize, like you said, like my body's panicking because it's like cold in a way. Mm. So evolution's taking over and it's just like, you need to stop doing what you're fucking doing.
Right.
And then I'm also swimming really hard. So
yeah,
it's there. I just couldn't breathe anymore.
You couldn't breathe.
And then I was trying to make it from buoy to buoy,
mm-hmm.
which is
could
what
you
I'm,
rest at the buoys?
Yeah, you can rest. You can do anything. So that's what I'm going to do in 2 weeks because I'm still not a great swimmer. And I just
you pace yourself. Maybe do some ocean swimming ahead of time.
I'm training. I'm in great shape right now.
You're going to really surprise yourself. This is exciting. Did you watch the documentary about the divers that go really deep? They have to get rescued all the time. They fucking pass out. They get brain damage. Yeah, it's
because
psychotic.
They're idiots.
There's
like four or five of them that their bodies can actually do it.
Right.
And the rest of them are just
chasing.
Yes.
This unachievable.
Yes. It'd be like if I was just like, I'm going to be LeBron James. And you're not. You're going to die.
No, I know. Well, that's exciting. Good luck with that. It's good to have other fucking things besides comedy, I feel like.
Yeah. How many comics do you know that that's their whole identity? And if it gets taken, they're fucking done.
A lot. And they really lash out when I find that comics that are like suffering sometimes in certain ways, they really lash out at other comics when they're successful. And it just leaves a real like stink in the air. But that's just, I'm thinking about something specific.
They think, I know I was going to ask who specifically are you talking about?
I shan't say.
But to generalize... What I think it is like they all think if I get a certain thing, it'll fix my thing.
Yeah.
And then they see somebody else get a thing.
Right. And they're like, but they don't even know. They don't know my thing. They don't have my thing. I have my thing.
Yeah. And they're like, they're not going to like that thing?
Yeah.
They're not going to fix my thing that's broken.
And why don't they like my thing?
That's nothing to do.
Their thing stinks. I don't know. People are responding to their thing. So what are you going to do?
Well, that is a weird one, too, especially when you're a younger comic, you don't understand. You think that there's so many fans.
Right.
And that if someone else has a fan, they can't be your fan, too.
True, I know.
Which is a weird...
It's so silly.
And you're like, so do you like more than one...
Band
or actor or actress or...
video game.
Or comedian. Yeah. For that matter. And you're like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm fans of many comedians. Right. Like, you fucking idiot.
Talk to my fans. Tell them where they can find you, see you, what you got going on, where you're going to be.
I don't want to. No, I have a special on YouTube right now you guys would like.
Let's go.
I don't show my privates or anything, but...
Come on.
Ah, I got you.
They'll still watch it.
I know, but I'm
I don't show my pretty hot, though. That's funny. Growing up, my mom called them privacies.
If she called him that, how does she handle you letting your privacies out?
She loves it.
Does she?
Yeah. She's seen the apartment. She's like, I don't give a fuck how you pay for this.
Well, I don't think you're raunchy.
I'm not that raunchy. I'm pretty tame.
It's like art.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I tell my dad. Dad, check out my butthole art.
My mom.
What?
My mom won't come watch me do stand-up.
No? Because it's too risque?
I don't know why.
Huh. My dad, whenever he watches me do anything, he keeps his eyes shut. When he comes to stand-up shows, when I used to be in plays, when I used to rehearse monologues, he shuts his eyes. He tells me he can hear me better.
Well, we should have opened with that. I'd like to talk to him about, like, what does that mean? He's like a rhythm thing?
My dad?
So let's say you're doing an hour.
Yeah.
And he's in the back.
He won't be, though. He'll be in, like, the second or third row. Like, arms folded, eyes shut. Laughing. He'll laugh. He likes jokes.
But he won't look at you?
No.
Sorry, I know we're trying to end this podcast. You can find me at BWD Tour, all my dates. Just Google Billy Wayne Davis. Any of that shit will come up.
We'll put the link to the special in the description.
Yes, it is quite good. There's two trippy parts I've wrapped in a really great stand-up special. So
cool.
Some people can't get through the trippy part to get to the stand-up special, which is just
fucking
God damn it,
open
y'all.
Your goddamn minds, you
just,
fucking
I made some art.
Peasants.
Appreciate it. Like, and then I'll make you laugh at butthole stuff. There is butthole stuff in there.
Come from a place of yes.
Jail butthole stuff, too. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's elite.
I know I was making fun of you, and I was like, wait, I have a lot of butthole.
See? It's the equalizer.
Yeah, it really is. So, I'm just like,
what do you picture my dad? Yeah. It might have something to do with why I am the way I am. I don't know. I think I'm fine.
I mean, for sure has everything our parents do is like, oh, that's probably why I'm, yeah.
Yeah. It was always like a struggle to get my dad to like listen to my poems or watch my monologues or like growing up.
Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
What do you mean? That's why? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because dudes are, it's not that he didn't want to, he didn't know how.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that makes him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like he's not doing a good job.
Oh, he's so good though. My dad's the best.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where that comes from. Is like, usually is like, and I just know that from being like a dad now.
Yeah.
It's like there's little stuff sometimes where you're like,
I don't know how to do this.
Why did I react like that?
Right.
Like, oh, I'm not familiar with how to.
He was like my like soccer coach, softball coach, really invested in all my sports stuff, like always helped me pitch. And then I quit everything for Boston Ballet. And he would drive me from my soccer games into Boston on a Saturday, which if anybody knows, fucking stinks. And I would get yelled at because I would have shin guard marks on my knees by my teacher. And my dad would be the only dad, it'd be all moms. But my dad could talk to a wall, so funny. My dad was a great girl dad. But he just had to watch my monologues with his eyes shut.
Is he ADHD?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
100%.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's so totally. He can focus.
Some of that. Yes, totally.
He's an awesome dad.
He's awesome. Oh, he really is.
I got chills now. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's really good.
I was just immediately like, wait, is he ADHD? And again, I'm like, well, that's why. So he can focus. There's a ton of other shit going on. He wants to focus on his
daughter.
You're
right.
Fucking sweetheart.
Is
your mom that fucked you up, huh?
On that note, Billy Wayne Davis, you guys, listen, like, subscribe, do all the shit you guys are doing. I gotta hang the goddamn plaque up. I'm gonna do it.
What did you get a plaque for?
We have 100,000 YouTube subscribers, and they sent us a plaque, and I want to hang it up. But
that's awesome.
I know. I gotta get the 26-year-old to bring his tools over.
I think he does bring his. You got to get him to use his tools quicker. Yeah, I think
his other tools, the ones that aren't uncircumcised.
If he's watching this, dude, you don't have to talk as much.
Oh, right. Yeah, you don't have to talk as much. Yeah, use that time doing physical labor, hanging things up.
Can I give your fans? This is I do this at live shows, especially on like early when there's a lot of dates at the show, which is an awful,
terrible. I hate dates.
Dates at a comedy club.
A sea of first dates.
It's the worst audience. God, they're never going to laugh at anything.
No, like I'm so uncomfortable. I know.
But I just tell them.
What?
Men and dudes that are trying to get laid. You want the secret. I've never listened my way out of pussy before.
Very good.
You know how many times I've talked my way out? Every time.
Just stop talking.
And I did it the other night at the Comedy Store, and you could see, and I even addressed it. I was like, and there's some of you in here that do not even understand this. They're like, what's the trick here? What's he talking about? Like, I just said it. Just shut up and listen. Like, that's not it. How am I supposed to impress him?
Oh, God. Just shut up.
Just shut up, guys.
Just shut listen. Up, guys. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
I don't have to. I'm married. That's why I can keep talking.
You can do whatever. Throwing ass on the ground, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only, only, it's only feet hands.